We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Protecting agriculture jobs from a net zero emissions target, support for a new coal-fired power station and nuclear energy are among a suite of issues the Nationals will pursue under the leadership of a resurrected Barnaby Joyce. The New England MP, who successfully ousted Michael McCormack from the top job, will be sworn in as Australia's new Deputy Prime Minister today and has vowed to ensure the Nationals are given more respect as the junior coalition partner. Years of agitation from Mr. Joyce's supporters, coupled with growing internal party fears that Mr. McCormack was not standing up to the Liberals on issues like climate change, boiled over into a leadership spill on Monday. A major concern has been the perception the Nationals had tacitly endorsed Prime Minister Scott Morrison moving toward net zero emissions, preferably by 2050. Mr. Joyce said he would consult his colleagues before confirming the party's stance on the target. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at the App Store. A high-spending sugar-hit New South Wales budget will focus on cost-of-living pressures with special sweeteners for families as the government posts a smaller-than-expected deficit of $7.9 billion. There will also be a direct boost for the state's digital capabilities in an acknowledgement of how New South Wales led the nation with QR codes and check-in apps in the pandemic. Better-than-expected GST receipts, stamp duty and payroll tax revenue have improved the New South Wales budget position. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet will confirm today as he hands down his fifth budget. Mr. Perrottet will announce the budget is on track to return to a surplus of almost $500 million by 2024-25. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
An extra 50,000 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will be delivered to New South Wales over the next 3 weeks as the state plays catch-up to Victoria to get its fair share of jabs based on population. Emergency supplies of the vaccine were sent south when Melbourne went into a two-week lockdown and following Sydney's own local outbreak. Premier Gladys Berejiklian promised she would ask the Commonwealth to up its supply to New South Wales. COVID-19 Task Force Commander Lieutenant General John Frewen said state leaders didn't make any specific requests for more vaccine supplies at Monday's National Cabinet meeting, despite reports the premiers were demanding more Pfizer. Lieutenant General Frewen said he was pleased that 98% of Australians due a second dose of the AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccines turned up to their appointment last week. And an invasion of mice has wreaked havoc at a regional jail, forcing the prison to be evacuated. The mouse plague has shut down the Wellington Correctional Centre in the state's central Western Slopes region after rodents ate through wiring and ceiling panels. Dead mice are now lodged in wall cavities, causing a horrible stench throughout the prison. Up to 420 inmates and 200 staff will be moved to other prisons by the end of the month. And that is the latest headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.